make the donuts. It's time to make the donuts today.
We are going to talk with four bakers from around the state this hour who get up early enough to make the donuts that many of us will enjoy today on National Donut Day. What will you be getting and where will you get it? Do you have a favorite place for donuts in your town and do you have a favorite variety of donut? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We are inviting your calls on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, this donut edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Let me welcome our first guest. Chuck Lane is the owner and head baker at Lane's Bakery and Coffee in Madison. Good morning and happy Donut Day.
Good morning to you and happy Donut Day also.
So when do you and your team start making the donuts?
We usually head in around 1 in the morning, 1 to 2 in the morning. Today was a little earlier because there's going to be a huge demand.
You've got my kind of schedule, Chuck, let me tell you. I was afraid that you might not be open when I come into work, open for business, that is, in terms of customers. What time do you open for customers?
We open at 6 a.m.
Yep, yeah. So you just open the doors, and are they banging them down?
Actually, right now I'm running a delivery.
Oh, you are? Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting in my truck, ran a delivery, and I'm trying to get, because I've got a bunch of people back there taking care of the shop, and I'm out running the delivery.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on what I know is a very busy day for you. So besides being extra busy, do you do anything special for National Donut Day?
Yeah, we do different varieties of donuts and actually a lot more donuts. But we try to offer different varieties that we usually don't carry. One we offer is a cronut, which is a kind of a croissant donut. And we've upped that a little bit, and we've called it a triple bypass. And it weighs about half a pound.
Oh.
And it's a glazed cronut stuffed with custard and is drizzled with chocolate icing.
I have heard this. Its reputation precedes it, Chuck. I understand you created this.
Yes, we did. I can't take all the credit. I guess our whole team created it.
Yeah, and I wanted to stop by yesterday after work when I knew you were going to be on the show, and I knew we might talk about the triple bypass because I wanted to try one, but I just didn't have the time to do it. So I'm going to do this after work. Do you think that will they last past? Are they going to be sold out by 10 o'clock this morning?
How many you're looking for? I can guarantee I'll save you some.
But normally, is that the case?
They sell out every day.
Yeah, isn't that something? So, talk a little bit about the cronut, because that is a somewhat popular, newer trend that I thought started in New York, and it's this cross between a croissant and a donut?
Correct, and I do believe it started in New York, and that's a cross, it's like a croissant dough, basically similar to a croissant dough, rolled in, and it is fried.
Yeah.
So it's a denser product, but people just crave them.
Yeah. What makes that, because of the croissant dough, is that what makes it extra special?
Yeah, it's just a richer dough, there's more butter involved in the dough, and the flakiness.
Yeah, if I said to define what a donut is, what would you say?
A donut, a fried dough with sweet topping.
Yeah, there you go. And why are they so darn good?
Everybody craves sweets. And we make all of ours fresh daily. So, you know, we've grown big leaps lately. You know, because people like a quality product, and that's what we offer.
Yeah. So I know you make more on Donut Day, but can you give us an idea of how many donuts you make every day and what that process is like?
Yeah, every day we go through 100+ dozen.
100+ dozen.
Yeah. And it's a process of mixing the dough in the morning, and then we let it rise in the bowl. And cut the dough out into, you know, about 8 to 10 pound pieces. Let it rise again, and then you run it through the machinery. Cut them out, throw it in a proof box, which is heat and humidity, and let it rise for like 30 minutes. And then they are fried at 375. And then you just put the toppings on once they cool down.
And some, and the toppings typically are some sort of icing and or sprinkles or something else?
Yeah, ours are basically a white. We have a white donut or a chocolate donut, and the white icing, chocolate icing, and sprinkles, coconut, nuts, anything you could imagine.
And do people still like, well, I know one person still likes the plain cake donut. That's my husband. Is that too old-fashioned to be made still?
No, we still do those. Yeah, I run fry cakes every morning, and we don't sell as many plain as we used to. People like the glaze or, you know, the coconut, chocolate topped. We have a caramel topping.
Oh yeah, yeah, salted caramel. You got to go get trendy with that, or no?
We could try that. Yeah. We also came out with a Long John. We do periodically, and I like to just put it out for a while and then come back. It's called the Hog on a Log.
What is that?
It's a white Long John, and we don't sell Long Johns except for this product, and we take a piece of Newski's bacon, and we ice it lightly with maple icing, with real maple, Wisconsin maple syrup, and put the piece of bacon on, and then drizzle it lightly again with the maple syrup.
Wow.
And those go pretty quick, but like I say, we don't have them all the time.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And what about the, there are different varieties of donuts. You mentioned the Long John, which, except for this specialty product, you don't do very much. Then there's the circle with the hole in it.
Correct.
And that's sort of the tip. And then there's the Bismarck. Circle without the hole in it, the Bismarck. That's what it's called. I couldn't remember. And that's the one that's usually filled with something.
Yeah, we have those filled with, we have the white ones filled with custard, jelly. And we do jelly iced and jelly with just sugar on them. And then we have a chocolate Bismarck that we fill with the buttercream.
Oh, gosh, this sounds all so good.
And again, we make all the buttercream and all the, you know, all the toppings and stuff are made right in shop.
Yeah. So do you have, maybe without spilling any of your secrets, do you have any advice for people who want to make their own donuts at home? How do you make the perfect donut?
I don't know about making them at home.
Well, what's your secret to a perfect donut?
just the ingredients that are used. You know, make sure you use the highest quality ingredient and take your time. Don't rush the procedure. Make sure you give it enough time on the table. Give it enough time, and I don't know how they proof it at home. You could use your oven maybe with a little water in there, and then just turn it on, get it hot to maybe 80 degrees and shut it off. And be careful.
So you have been up since like 1 o'clock in the morning making donuts. Now you're delivering. How long is your day going to be?
I should be out of there by two this afternoon.
Well, there you go. You are kind of on my schedule. So maybe when I retire, I can become a baker.
Yeah, and then I'll come back in tomorrow. So,
yeah, that's a lot. So what are you going to treat yourself to when all the work is done? Is it going to be the triple bypass or something else?
I do believe it will be a triple bypass.
All right. Chuck, thanks very much for being with us. And I hope to see your place after work.
All right. Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
Yeah. Chuck Lane is the owner and head baker at Lane's Bakery and Coffee in Madison, talking with us on this National Donut Day. As you heard, he's out making deliveries already. They're going to be super busy. We are wondering how you are going to celebrate National Donut Day, where you like to go in your community for a great donut. Dan in Drummond is with us. Hi, Dan.
Hello. I have to say, if you go through Hayward, you have to stop at the Firehouse Bakery and Deli.
I'm sorry, Dan. Somehow your phone dropped off for us. So, I did get your suggestion. Thanks very much. You can call back and tell us what kind you got. Danny in Minneapolis is with us. Hi, Danny.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for calling. For taking my call. And yes, I was going to say that I'm from Minneapolis and. there's a place called Glam Doll Donuts in, on Nicollet Avenue in South Minneapolis, and they have the best chocolate glazed donuts, and, you know, you should check it out.
Glam Donuts. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Danny, for that recommendation. So the it was the fire. I didn't write it down, but so some the Firehouse or Fireside Bakery in Hayward and Glam Donuts in the Twin Cities. Thanks very much. Marion on Facebook says Greenbush Bakery on Regent Street has the best donuts I have ever had. Yes, Greenbush is well known around Wisconsin Public Radio, not too far away, and many donuts come in from there as well. So what about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. When we come back, we will talk with another donut baker after this news.
Been eating donuts all of our lives. Yes, we love donuts.
Yes, we do love donuts, especially on National Donut Day. And we are celebrating donuts on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin. And I often ask you to tell me where to go for a fun Wisconsin experience. And sometimes I ask, where's the best type of food in the state? Well, today it's where do you get your favorite donut? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So do you love donuts? Is it just a once-in-a-while treat for you or a fairly regular deal for you? What's your favorite variety of donuts? Do you try to make your own donuts? Do you have a secret recipe for great donuts? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. In our first segment, we were in Madison talking with Chuck Lane, who is the owner and head baker at Lane's Bakery and Coffee in Madison. Talked about how busy Lane's is and their specialty today. We did have Dan and Drummond called in and he got cut off. He was going to recommend the Firehouse Bakery and Deli in Hayward, and he says his favorite donut is just a cake donut with sugar sprinkled on it. So thanks for that. We'd like to hear from you, too. A favorite place for you to get your donuts. Now we move from Madison to the Milwaukee area. Edith Hammond is our next guest. She coordinates customer relations and marketing for Hospitality Democracy Restaurants, which includes Holy Moly Coffee and Donuts. They have locations in Milwaukee and Wauwatosa. Good morning, Edith, and happy National Donuts Day.
Good morning, Joy, and happy National Donut Day to you as well.
So what's happening at Holy Moly Coffee and Donuts for National Donut Day?
Well, for the sake of this very important holiday, we are actually going to be giving out complimentary donuts to every visitor. Every visitor has his or her choice of a vanilla or chocolate donut. And then also we're going to be slinging some donut custard sandwiches today.
Oh, my gosh, what a deal. What is a donut custard sandwich?
So if you imagine just a regular yeast donut, so raised and glazed is another name for it. We cut that in half. We smear some peanut butter, some Nutella or chocolate in there, load it up with house-made vanilla custard, and then we put some crazy toppings on it.
Oh, my goodness. So is this a creation especially for Donut Day, or is this something that you whip out from time to time?
No, we actually do serve them all the time at our Miller Park location, which is naturally very seasonal. But we also do serve them at our Wauwatosa location all day, and then we have them available every once in a while downtown.
Oh, so you have a Miller Park location, too. I didn't know that. All right. Wow.
Yeah. So anytime you're watching the Brewers, you can get a donut.
That is great. Now, talk a little bit of just about typically what types of donuts you offer at Holy Moly.
So we have, you know, some classics. We have the classic flavors like vanilla or vanilla with chocolate glaze, chocolate, apple fritters. But then we do take it to the next level and start throwing in some passion fruit, some coconut, Nutella sometimes, peanut butter chips, and really any flavor you can imagine, we've probably tried and will have every once in a while.
And I understand you also offer vegan and gluten-friendly options. Why do you do that?
Well, I think when we got started, naturally, donuts for a lot of people is a very nostalgic experience, and a lot of people want to re-experience it or share it with people. And so we wanted to share it with the widest customer base possible, which means also catering to people who either can't have animal products in their food or don't want to, as well as people who, you know, want to avoid or can't have gluten in their food. So we do our best to make sure we make those varieties of donuts for everybody.
Yeah. And remind me, what is in a donut otherwise that is an animal product?
So it can be milk, eggs.
Yes.
Sometimes in the frosting, there's like cream or cheese or like cream cheese.
No, I get it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's all those kinds of normal things. So we do have to make some consolations there, but we make it work.
Yeah, I was just, our last baker was saying that one of their specialty donuts has bacon on it. Do you do stuff like that too?
Yes, I would be remiss to mention that we do also have bacon donuts for
a while. Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I mean, you have some of these classics, and then you have the vegan and gluten-friendly ones. Do you have some really, and obviously your custard sandwich is pretty unusual, but don't you look for some kind of unusual flavors and combinations?
Yeah, I think the most unusual one would be the one we call the Diablo Rojo. So starting with a red velvet cake donut with chocolate ganache rolled in peanut butter chips and then with a big dollop of Nutella on it. That's a venture in itself. Very worth it.
Yeah. So why do you think we enjoy donuts so much?
Yeah, I touched on this, but I think for a lot of people, especially in America and Wisconsin, it's a very nostalgic experience. I grew up with donuts. A lot of people did. Most towns have their local donut shop that people just love. And I think as younger generations sort of grew up and wanted to start their own businesses, they wanted to really take donuts to the next level because it's fun. It's fun to make them, and it's also a lot of fun to eat them.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite donut?
You know, I always go for the classic vanilla with chocolate glaze, but since we also will put other things like caramel and coconut on them, I'll also branch out that way.
Yeah. And I'm asking all of our guests this. Do you have any general advice for people who may want to make their own donuts at home?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So my biggest advice would just be start with real wholesome ingredients. So just flour, eggs, real fruit if you want to go that direction. And then look up a recipe online. There's obviously just it's booming on the internet right now. You can go on Pinterest and find 10 right now. And just start experimenting with a recipe that attracts you. And then don't be afraid to make it your own. Go with something you like, something that you would be proud sharing with your friends and family.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have a very happy day, and and you're going to have your donut with coffee?
Oh, I love coffee, so yes.
I should have asked you about that. We like to pair those two. Thanks very much, Edith, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Edith Hammond is coordinates customer relations and marketing for Hospitality Democracy Restaurants, which includes Holy Moly Coffee and Donuts. They have locations in Milwaukee and Wauwatosa, downtown Milwaukee and Miller Park, apparently. We are celebrating National Donut Day on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. If you have a favorite place to get donuts in your town, let us know about it. Tell us what your favorite variety is, or if your place has a specialty donut that is to die for. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. By the way, in case you didn't know, fun fact, National Donut Day started back in 1938 in Chicago to honor the Salvation Army Donut Girls. That was the name given to the women who served along the front lines during World War I and World War II, giving soldiers free coffee and donuts. So that tradition during the war became National Donut Day. And it's been going on since 1938. So how are you going to be celebrating today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's welcome our next guest. Very happy now to have with us Angie Lafe, sales clerk at Linda's Bakery in West Salem. Good morning and happy Donut Day.
Well, good morning and happy Donut Day to you as well.
Super busy today?
Oh, goodness gracious, yes we are. Wouldn't want it any other way.
Well, thank you for joining us on a busy day. What kinds of donuts are available at Linda's this morning?
Oh, my goodness, we have so many in the case. It's extremely full. We have our buttermilk donuts, which are buy three, get three free today, or buy six, get six free.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Absolutely.
And what's, is it the buttermilk donut, the kind of the classic or traditional or your specialty?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What else besides that? Is that it?
Those are our specials today on our donuts, but we also have our fried donuts. We have no special on these, but our popular ones are the nutty snails, the caramel pecan rolls, glazed nails, our old fashions. And my ultimate favorite is the peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that's great. So you truly have peanut butter and jelly in it.
The frosting, the icing on it's peanut butter icing, and the inside is the jelly part.
Oh, like a jelly donut with a peanut butter frosting. What a good idea. That's a great idea. But you got to tell me what, you have a bunch of snails. What is that your name, or is that the name of the variety of donut?
It's our name. Also, they're also been called like Persians.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's about the same concept.
And what's your old fashioned?
It is like a cinnamon roll.
Okay, so it doesn't have any brandy or bitters in it.
No. Nope, I should have clarified that.
So, why do you think we enjoy donuts so much? What are your thoughts on why donuts are so popular, maybe more popular now than ever?
It's a small sweet treat. Just a little bit gets you through the day and puts a smile on your face, and it's a quick go-to breakfast item, I guess.
Yeah, what are you going to have for breakfast?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I might have the peanut butter and jelly.
Do you not really crave them when you're around them so much?
Oh, when they make my favorite one every day, like for 3-4 days in a row, then they stop for a couple days, and then I come back to it again, and I'm like, all right, I've got to have one.
And it is the peanut butter and jelly is your favorite?
Absolutely, yes. And we also have one that's called the Maple Bacon Long John.
Okay.
It's got maple icing on it and a strip of bacon. So you get your breakfast group there.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what are your, do you have any tips for people who might want to make their own donuts at home?
I would start out with just, make sure you have fresh ingredients. Don't skimp. And just do exact measurements.
Ah, that's important, huh?
Yep. Don't think just a little bit more is going to be better, or, nope, just exact.
Yeah, and is Linda's going to sell out today? Is this a day that you're going to be super busy and sell more than usual?
It is Friday, and Fridays we are extremely busy, but our staff here, they've geared up for this day, and we're full force ahead, and we're hoping and praying that we don't run out.
Good luck. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Angie Lafe is our guest. She is a sales clerk at Linda's Bakery in West Salem. And we are going to, after the news, go to Kenosha, and we will hear about a place that once made a nacho donut. And right now we want to take your favorite donuts, favorite places to get donuts at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's go to Andy in Appleton. Hi, Andy. Where's your favorite place to get a donut?
Simple Simon Bakery on Wisconsin Avenue in Appleton, and you'd love it. They open really early. As soon as they start baking, I believe they're open. So check it out.
Oh, good. And what kind do you get there?
I always get a family favorite, chocolate-covered Pershing with peanuts on top.
That is one
three
of
generations.
Them.
We love them.
Andy, you just named one of my favorites, too, and I'm familiar with Simple Simon Bakery. I'm glad that they're open early. I'll have to check them out the next time I'm in town. Thanks very much. Let's go next to Lynn in DeSoto. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning. I've got three of them if you've got time.
Sure.
I couldn't make up my mind.
All right.
Number one is Blado's out of Winona, Minnesota, and I actually have their postcard for every day of the week. And but our favorite is Bavarian cream.
Oh, and they have a postcard with what their special donut is each day of the week?
Yes, yes. And people out of the state knows about Blado's.
Blado's in Winona. Okay, where else?
Okay, if I don't want to drive very far, and when Highway 82 is fixed, I can go over to Lansing, Iowa.
Okay.
And to a place called Nutmeg's. And we've been without a bakery in the area for a long time, and I like to go over for just their plain glaze, but they have a wide selection.
Very nice. And then you have one that's kind of near us here in Madison,
oh,
right?
Yes, yes. Fitchburg has the Rolling Pin. It's at the corner of PD and Fish Hatchery. And they don't do a traditional donut thing. They're a European bakery. But their chocolate croissants are very good. And when we lived in town, I was there regularly. And we stop in now when we go back to Madison.
Wow, that sounds great. I love chocolate croissants. Lynn, thank you very much for sharing all those great ideas, places to go to get donuts in Winona, Minnesota, and in Lansing, Iowa, and in Fitchburg. Lisa agrees with Andy, who just called in. She says on Facebook her favorite is Simple Simon Bakery in Appleton. She adds, my son is a sophomore in high school. We have been going there on the first and last day of school every year since he was in preschool. And she shared a photo with us outside of the bakery with her son. Thank you so much, Lisa, for that. I think we have time for Eugene and Viola before news. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning, Joy. In the early 1950s, my mother ran a restaurant here in a small village, and she got a franchise for hole-in-one donuts. And the machine, she got the mix, and the machine is built like a funnel with a plunger, and it drops the donuts into a deep-fat fryer. She taught my brother next to me how to make the donuts, and he started running a route between Viola Lafarge and Viola. He had more money in his pocket than all the high school kids combined. he just kicked himself. He never capitalized on that idea.
Thank you very much, Eugene, for that. I should ask you where there is a good donut in your town right now, but we have news next. And we'll take more calls after news, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org.
41, you are listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, I guess we're not going to go to news quite yet. We can instead share that Kathleen has emailed that her favorite donuts are found at Fosdahl Home Bakery in Stoughton, Fosdahl. I especially like those topped with peanuts. She says they grind the peanuts a little finer than most places, which gives them a fresher flavor. So that sounds good. And goodness gracious, everything's happening at once here. Matthew called in to tell us that his favorite spot is Uncle Donuts in St. Croix Falls. And he says his favorite thing isn't a donut, it's an apple fritter. All right. That should do it. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network.
Jelly donuts in the bakery store. Every night.
When my mommy tells me time to go downtown, come and do the shopping, then we'll look around. While we're buying groceries, can't touch anything. But when I see donuts, then my tummy sings.
Jelly donuts, always are a treat.
Yes, indeed, jelly donuts are a treat. So are every other type of donut. We are celebrating the donut during this National Donut Day. And on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, we are asking you where you go for a great donut in your town. And what's your favorite variety? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. We have been making stops all over the state to talk with bakers extraordinaire at bakeries that are very busy today on National Donut Day. And our next stop, our final stop on our donut tour, is in Kenosha. Let me welcome our guest. Rachel Cholak is the creative director and manager of Mike's Donut and Chicken in Kenosha, which her family owns. She also created a collegiate donut club at Brown University and is known as the Donut Queen. Well, Your Majesty, thank you very much for being with us, and happy National Donut Day to you.
Hi, Joy. Yes, I hope you had a donut today.
I did. It was only, well, I shouldn't say only. It was a grocery store donut that a 24-hour grocery that was open on my way to work. The bakeries, I come in about 4 o'clock in the morning. They're not open for customers yet.
So, oh yeah, that's about when we start our baking process.
Is it really? So, are you open and serving donuts away right now?
We open at 7, so we're getting ready. We're putting all our donuts out, and we're getting ready for a crowd.
Wow! And do you put donuts and chicken out at the same time?
No, so actually we have an appetizer, our donuts and chicken, which is two donuts with chicken legs in the middle of it.
That is so funny. I bet you're popular, too.
Yeah.
No, so how did that combination come about?
It was my dad's idea. So I guess there's really no better combination than donuts and chicken.
What makes it a good combo?
You know, the chicken is salty, the donuts are sweet, so you get both sides, and everyone loves donuts, so.
Yeah, I know, and it makes sense, because I know other people like chicken and waffles, which is, you know, somewhat similar.
Yeah.
So what types of donuts are you offering today?
So we have some of our Girl Scout donuts out, which includes the Thin Mint and the Caramel Delight, which we're really popular for. We have our Cinnamon Toast Crunch, our Andes. We have all these crazy flavors out. And then, of course, our classics, which we're serving hot and fresh glazed for 25 cents today.
Wow. Wow, that's a deal, too. So what tends to be most popular among your donuts?
Ooh, probably the Girl Scout donuts. Thrillist actually did a whole video on us a few months back, so we've been really popular for those.
Yeah. And so do you actually have a donut that has chicken in it or on it?
That would just be our appetizer, but we're working on some more donuts that include chicken.
Why not? That would that'd be playing off that name a little more. What are some, and not just for Donut Day, but what are some of the unique things that you're doing with donuts?
So we made donut fries. So that's kind of our, donut fries. That's kind of our next big thing. So we have a chocolate flavor, a vanilla flavor, and this weekend we're going to launch our s'mores flavor. So that's what we're working on right now.
So tell me what is this going to look like, a potato French fry, but it's going to be a donut?
Yeah, actually a lot of people are confused when they first see it. They're not sure if it's an actual French fry or a donut. But it's a donut that looks like a French fry.
And then you don't dip it in ketchup, you dip it in chocolate goodness, right?
Yes.
That sounds so good. All right, who came up with that?
That was me.
Good for you. And I heard that you once made a nacho donut. Tell us what that was all about.
We did. So I had a dream about a nacho donut, so I came in the next morning and made one. So it was, instead of icing, it was nacho cheese dipped in tortilla chips, and then there was guac, pico, and sour cream in the middle, topped off with a big old tortilla chip.
And now I said once made. Is that no longer on the menu then?
No, we only made that once. That was actually what got Thrillist's attention, was our nacho donut, and people were talking about it, and it was buzzing on social media.
Well, I bet you those donut fries will be, too. So are you doing those already, or are they about to premiere or debut?
Yeah, we are selling them now, our chocolate and vanilla, and then the s'mores will be launched tomorrow.
Well, that sounds really great. So the s'mores, are we having graham cracker and marshmallow?
Yep. Yeah, we have our homemade marshmallow fluff, and then we torch it to get that, nice fire taste. And then with graham crackers, chocolate, all that jazz.
That is great. So why did you decide to create a donut club while at Brown University?
Well, I'm obsessed with donuts. It mainly started when my dad opened this place. I can just never get away from it. And one of my best friends at Brown actually is also obsessed with donuts. So we wanted to bring the fun and the joy to Brown. So once a month, we all get together. It's a huge club, and we all eat donuts and mingle. So we make new friends while we're enjoying donuts.
That is such a so great. And then did those friends just crown you the donut queen?
Yes. My social media is filled with donuts, and actually some companies send me donut apparel, and I advertise it and everything. So
and
that's where the name came from.
I'm sure that you have many, many favorites, but today, what is your favorite donut?
Ooh, that's a tough question, Joy. I would say the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's been my favorite for a long time.
That's interesting. And because you like cinnamon and toast and crunch.
Yeah, exactly. And our cream cheese buttercream is to die for.
Yum. So do you have any advice for people who might want to make their own donuts at home?
All right. So it's all about the timing. You have to really hone in on that and watch your donut, because you don't want, when it's supposed to sit before you fry it, and you don't want it to get too big. That's called the proofing process. And then also, you want to be super gentle with your dough. You want to take care of it, be nice to get the perfect donut.
Well, Rachel, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me, and happy National Donut Day.
Happy National Donut Day. That's Rachel Cholak, who is creative director and manager at Mike's Donuts and Chicken in Kenosha. We also talked with a guest from Linda's Bakery in West Salem, and with Holy Moly Coffee and Donuts in Milwaukee and Wauwatosa, and with the owner and head baker at Lane's Bakery and Coffee in Madison. And you gave us lots of great places, too. So thanks for all those ideas. Jenny on Facebook suggests visiting Hilltop Bakery in Kaukauna to get the triple chocolate donut. Another option is Don's Bakery in Seymour. Jenny says, there I should get the pretzel-shaped donut. Thanks very much. And Devin on Facebook says, Daily Bakery in Port Washington is literally the best bakery on the planet. They have delicious donuts that you can't find anywhere else, and a wide selection of other items. Thanks very much. You can keep posting your favorite donut places on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks to all of our guests for taking time out on this very busy National Donut Day to join us this morning. And thanks to Brianne Chasso for lining it all up and producing this program. Now it is time for Wisconsin Life, and here is executive producer Erica Janik.
Nature and writing have a long history. Rebecca Morrison is following in that tradition, building worlds with her words and trails with her physical labor.
I'm a trail worker. When I tell people that, they don't always know what to imagine. I'm sure they believe, as I used to, that trails were formed by mere foot traffic. After all, not everyone on the trail runs into a crew rolling rocks, creating a reroute, or hauling tree trimmings off into the woods. In reality, there are thousands of us dedicated outdoorsmen who wake up early to repair, create, or maintain the trails we all enjoy. Trail work is tough. Let me repeat that. Trail work is tough. It's rugged, and it's different wherever you do it. I've spent 4 seasons and 17 months doing trail work with the Maine Conservation Corps and California Conservation Corps, and 9 of those I spent as a team leader. I've felled trees with a crosscut saw, slept wrapped in a tarp out under the stars, and lived in the backcountry without technology for 3.5 months. There are other trail crews nationwide, and some help eradicate invasive plants, some live deep in the woods, and some drive to a trailhead every day. They work through rain and snow and freezing temperatures because they're committed, and for the most part, they like the work. In 2014, I graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire with a focus on creative writing. Since then, I've been working out how to explain my experience in the woods through my words. In my first 8 months doing trails, I wrote every day because I wanted to share my experience with people beyond my trail crews. It seemed only natural. There has long been a link between nature and writing. For proof, we need only read the works of authors like John Muir, Henry David Thoreau, Edward Abbey, Rick Bass, and Terry Tempest Williams, all of whom have long explored how woods and words go together. Sometimes a person's words can affect the preservation of nature, and other times, nature can move someone to words. In a way, my trail work helps hikers create an experience similar to mine, and the pieces of experience they lack, I'm attempting to construct through my writing. They've done it, and so can I, but in describing anything foreign to someone, I know it will take a lot of effort. Writing is tough, sometimes as tough as trail work. But as I struggle to work on trails, I also struggle to write about it. I try to keep in mind that neither is rewarding without a struggle, and the finished product is always better when I take my time with it. I've realized that if I simply explain how to hammer rocks to bits or what it's like to eat trail mix every day for a week, people won't understand the collective experience as I do. Describing the one mosquito bite on my ankle doesn't do justice to the 12 others I scratch at relentlessly. While some of my experiences are indescribable, my goal is to fully explain the ones I can. Though as difficult as both trail work and writing can be, I found I've fallen in love with both. And with a little more work and a little more time, I hope to one day have the words to give people a clear picture of what it's like out here on the trail.
Rebecca Morrison is a writer and trail builder based in California. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.